Bach Pah Perk Yud Beis Mishnah Dalet Hamadah Michalon Sharab V'Nichnas L'Migdash V'Nimtu Hamayim Psulim. Puzzle. The way they used to sprinkle in those days was that somebody was standing in a public window, and he was standing inside that window and sprinkled from the Mechat onto Tmei Nathim, who were standing outside of that window. Now somebody who stood outside the public window in which they were sprinkling Mechat and Tmei Nathim that were standing outside the window, and after they sprinkled on him from that public window, he entered the Beit HaMikdash. And after he entered the Beit HaMikdash, he found out that the water that was sprinkled on him is puzzle. The person who went to the Beit HaMikdash is puzzle from bringing a chatas. Even though they didn't, that somebody who was Tmei Nathim and entered the Beit HaMikdash, b'shoyget, b'chayit, to bring a chatas, a korban ola v'yorin. But this person who was sprinkled on from the Chalon Shel Rabbah had no reason to think the water is puzzle. So therefore, when he enters the Beit HaMikdash after they sprinkle on him, he is considered an honest, not a shogate. He is considered totally innocent. It was an unavoidable occurrence. He had no reason to think that he was not tar. So therefore, he is even less than a shogate and would not be chayit to bring the chatas. He wouldn't have to bring the korban ola of the yod. Mechalon shel yachid v'nechnas l'migdash v'nimtu hamayim pesulin chayit. But if the person who was tamei mate was standing not outside a public window, but he was standing outside a private window, and they were sprinkling from the mechatas from a private window onto Tmei Mason that were standing outside, and after they sprinkled on him, he entered the Beit HaMikdash, and after he entered the Beit HaMikdash, he found out that the water they sprinkled on him was puzzle. In such a case, he would be chayav to bring the korban ola of the yorid. And in this case, since they sprinkled on him from a chalon shel yachid, and we don't normally sprinkle the mechatas from a chalon shel yachid, he should have been careful to find out if the water that was sprinkled from the Chalon Shel Yachid was kosher, and since he did not check into it, later on he found out that the water was actually puzzle from Echatos, he is considered a shogeg. It was an avoidable mistake, not an unavoidable mistake, so he is a shogeg, not an ones, so therefore he would have to bring a korban ola v'yorid. Aval kohen gadol bei mechalon shel yachid, bei mechalon shel rabim patur. Shein kohen gadol chayev al bias hamikdash. But if it was a kohen gadol that had become tamei to a mate, whether he stood outside a chalon shel yachid, a private window, or whether he stood outside a chalon shel rabim, a public window, and they sprinkled on him from the mechatas, and subsequently he entered the Beit HaMikdash, and afterward he found out that the mechatas was possible. In either case, the kohen gadol would not have to bring a korban ola v'yorid, as the kohen gadol who enters the Beit HaMikdash, the shogeg, never has to bring a korban ola v'yorid, because I learned now from a pasuk that a kohen gadol is exempt from bringing a korban ola v'yorid for entering the Beit HaMikdash in a state of tuma. Machlikin hayu lufnei chalon shel rabim v'dorsim v'lo nimnar mipnei she'amru mechatas she'asu mitzvason en mitam. Like we mentioned, they used to sprinkle on Tmei Mason from a chalon shel rabim, from a public window, and a lot of the mechatas would end up gathering there outside the chalon shel rabim, on the floor over there outside the chalon shel rabim, and the mechatas would be gathered there in a puddle, and people, when they walked past it, they would slip in the water. Even so, people would step right into the mechatas. They wouldn't hold back from getting wet from that mechatas, even though normally mechatas is mitami b'mago b'mata, by touching or by carrying. Even so, people would allow the mechatas to get on them, because the Chachamim said that mechatas, that the mitzvah was done with them already, is not mitami. In other words, that which mechatas mitami b'mago b'mata, that's only if the mechatas was not used yet for sprinkling on Tmei Mason. But once the mechatas was already used for sprinkling on Tmei Mason, it's no longer mitami. So therefore, the water that was gathered there in a puddle outside the Chalon Shel Rabim, that water had already been sprinkled on Tmei Mason, so people would allow themselves to get wet from that water, and the water would no longer be mitami, but might go uva mas. Somebody who was taught can hold on to an axe which is tummy, as long as he's not touching the axe directly. Instead, he's holding it with the wing of his beged. And the axe is an avatuma, and if he touches the axe directly, he would become tummy. So therefore, he touches it only with his beged. And even though the beged would become tummy from the axe, since the beged is only a regional tuma, it would not be mitami the person, as the person can only become tummy from an avatuma, not from a regional tuma. Maza love, afa fi sheyesh love, kidei azaya tar. While the person is holding the axe, which had become tummy from a mace, he can have the mechatas sprinkled on the axe. And even though, after the mechatas is sprinkled on the axe, there will be mechatas, which is the amount of hazaya on the axe, even so the person who is holding the axe would not become tummy. Even though the dinit, that somebody who touches or carries mechatas if the mechatzit is a mouth that is kidei azoy, the mouth that is sprinkled on a kli or a person, that person would become tamei. But in this case, even though the person who is holding the axe and on the axe is a mechatzit which is sprinkled on the axe, even so the person would not become tamei. And since the mitzvah was already done with the mechatzit was already sprinkled on the kli, the mechatzit would no longer be mitamei, like we had in the previous Mishnah. Once the mitzvah is done with the mechatzit, it's no longer mitamei b'maka uva masa. Kama yehe b'mayim v'yiyeh behen kidei hazoya. How much mechatzit do you need, which would be considered kidei hazoya, the mount that is used for sprinkling, as that is the mount that is needed to be mitamei b'maka uva masa? The Mishnah answers kidei sheyatzo rashi gevolin v'yatzeh. The amount of mechatzit which is mitamei b'maka uva masa is the amount that is needed to dip the tips of the shoots and then sprinkle, as you need a little bit more than the actual amount that is sprinkled, as when you dip the tips of the azo into the water, some of it gets absorbed in the azo. So you need a little bit more than the actual amount that is sprinkled. You need the amount that would absorb into the azo plus a little bit extra for the actual hazot. Rabbi Huda Aimer Roano Sam Ki Ilu Heino Azo Shana Chosh. Rabbi Huda says we look at it as if the azo was made out of copper, which does not absorb at all. In other words, Rabbi Huda is machmer. He holds that you don't need that much mechatzit to be metamei b'maga u'b'masa, as we would pretend as if you had an azov shanachosha which doesn't absorb at all. So in that case, you wouldn't need as much mechatzit when you dip the azov into the water, as none of it gets absorbed in the azov since it's made out of copper. So therefore, you only need the amount of mechatzit for the actual sprinkling, since none of it got absorbed. That is the amount that would be metamei b'maga u'b'masa. Rabbi Huda is more machmer than the Tanakam.